Bob Carpenter, are you ready to read in the 18th chapter of the book of Acts?
Yes, sir.
Would you begin reading, sir? Amen.
Verse 1. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought. For by their occupation they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit, and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ.
Pressed from here up, not your big mouth. Pressed by the Spirit from down here. Pressed to testify Jesus is Christ. Got it? That's how it makes you old man. Go ahead, sir.
Verse 6. And when they were opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshipped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to harm thee.
Do you hear that? Paul had a vision at night, and he was in Corinth. The Corinthian church became established. God said to him, be not afraid. He said, I've got many people in this, right?
That's right.
You know, back in North Texas in the 1970s, God sent me back here, and God gave me that very verse. He said, I've got many people here. Well, it took a long time for a few of them to show up. Amen. Because wicked Roman spirits tried to cut me back. Wicked Roman spirits tried to stop me. You cannot do it, you wicked things. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead, Bob.
For I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. When Gallo was the deputy of Achaia, the Jews made insurrection with one accord against Paul, and he brought him to the judgment seat, saying, this fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law. And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said unto the Jews, if it were a matter of wrong or wicked lewdness, O you Jews, reason would that I should bear with you. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, look you to it, for I will be no judge of such matters. And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Sosthenes, the chief ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. And Gallio cared for none of those things. And Paul, after this, tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence to Syria. And with him was Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Centuria, for he had a vow. And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. And when they desired him to tarry longer there, to tarry longer time with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying that I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I'll return again unto you if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples.
See, that's what I did. I strengthen people. And guess what? That Roman spirit tries to stop me from strengthening people. I bind you, you wicked spirit. You'll burn in hell. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we move on?
Verse 24.
Amen.
And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake.
Fervent, not like, hello, how are you? Fervent like I am.
Fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ.
Mightily, fervent in spirit. See, if you're mighty in spirit, mighty, you're fervent. You're speaking fervently by the Spirit. Strong, not you talking it out of your intellect, out of your fervent, mighty, that Jesus is Christ. That's what I do. That's why people love me so much.